Hey there, this is Dr. Mamie Jones, Apostle Mamie, out of Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back after this message.
Consider it a new year. So take time to reflect on the goodness of God that He has brought into your life. And I can hear some people saying, well, I had a rough year. Hey, I had a rough year. But in all that, I knew my God was with me. And He's with me even now. Some have went through serious financial upheavals. Some have went through just tormenting in your body. Some have went through breakups in your home, loss of loved ones. Some have went through depression, you know, suicide tendencies, and some have went through so many things this year, but I'm here to tell you, you'll be able to sit here today, stand here today, or ride in your car, wherever you might be right now. I decree and declare you're here because of the mercies of God. So take time to say, Father, a lot have happened in my life, but I still thank you. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, Daddy, but I thank you. You are my life and you are my strength. Tell Him that I can do nothing without you. Tell Him, Daddy, I need you. We get ready to go into some unknown territory coming into this next 12 months. Unknown territory that's going to take some people out of their minds. That's going to cause people to lose respect for a lot of people from what they're going to start hearing about people. You're going to find people just going into areas that they would not have went into years ago. You're going to find covers being pulled off of people's eyes that they can see the truth about where they are in life and also about other people's lives. You're going to start seeing things that you have never seen before, because we are in a time of God revealing His truth to His people. Into the world. We can look right now back at 2023, and we're not out of it yet. And we can see all of the exposures. I mean, exposures on top of exposures, where some people thought that they had it going on, that they were untouchable. God exposing. It's not over yet. The exposure is going to even get greater. And greater and greater. Because we're in a time now God is trying to get His people ready to get up out of here. He's trying to get a people ready that He can use to bring forth His word. A people that will go and encourage the body of Christ. And He's going to take down some high places. He's going to wreck some foundations that have been pretending and playing with Him. Because He's God. He sits on the throne. I hear some people even talking about that they are God. That you need me. You don't need God. You need me. See, you ready to come down. And God said, there's no other God besides me. And when we find ourselves flocking to people, you know, and it's easy to flock to people because we can't see, quote unquote, the Spirit God. But we can feel Him. We know He's here with us. Do you think it's that man or that woman that's giving you health and strength in your body? We can see Him. We can feel this God that y'all don't want to be a part of because you can't touch Him. You want to have something you can touch. But God said, no, let me be your God. Let me be your Savior. It's so easy to trust things that we can see. But I'm here to tell you, we're ready to walk into some areas in our life, in this country, in this nation, that we're going to have to trust God whether we want to or not. We're going to have to learn to say, God, I didn't trust you then. I didn't know what it is to know how to trust a God then, but I know how to trust you now. And I want to encourage you today, trust Him. Let Him be your God and your Savior, and He'll take care of His people. Things may not be the way we want them to be, but I can guarantee you one thing. God going to take care of His people. And he's going to even give you a way out and give you ways of escape in this year coming in. He's going to cause men to give into your bosom in this year coming in. He's going to cause things that have been held up to be released in this year coming in. See, one thing about God is God does not see as man sees. He don't move as man move. That's when we make our mistake, because it ain't happening the way we think it should happen or the way we want it to happen. So we get all disembobulated and saying it's not God or where is he at? But I'm here to tell you, God works. She might be upside down sometimes, but it's not upside down. It's right side up to us, because we don't understand the ways of God. Even in the midst of great turmoil, God is able to pull blessings. He's able to pull things out to make things come together in a way that will blow our mind. And this is what we're going to see in 2024. Right in the midst of mess, right in the midst of things going under, God's going to step in and show that he is your God. I dare you declare today that you just trust him like that. I put my whole salvation on what God is going to do this year. He's going to show you who is really God in your life, in the nations, in the houses of worship, in your children's life, in your finances. He's going to show you who is really your God if you can trust him. So I want to say Happy New Year's to everybody. And you just be encouraged. It ain't over till God says it's over. You must be encouraged to know that God sees you where you are. He sees you down through the nanosecond. Do you know what a nanosecond is? According to the writings, a nanosecond is 1 billionth, 1 billionth of a second. That's how minute and precise that our God is. He doesn't miss anything. So I want you to be encouraged today. He got you. And God's going to work some stuff out for you this year. And going to show you who is his God. You've got to hold on to the reins. You've got to hold on. I don't care where you've been, what you've done. You got to know that he is your God. In the name of Jesus. Today we're going to be talking from 2 Kings, if you want to get your Bibles. This is Apostle Mamie Jones, Dr. Mamie Jones of AMJ Ministry. We're going to be talking through 2 Kings today. And God gave me this message a few weeks back, and I had just been pounding into my heart, but I took it to myself first. And he brought it back up to me again, so I went and finished it up. So I can encourage the body of Christ what our God is getting ready to do. You know, sometimes we are in places that we feel like, God, I done did so much, you don't even want to be bothered with me anymore. The devil is a liar. God, people don't want to be around me no more. The devil is a liar. He said, that's what he wants you to believe. When I finish this teaching today, I hope your spirit be encouraged to know the devil is a liar. And he knows when to show up just in time. When we done lost all hope, opposed to be all hope. Or we feel like we have nothing else to lose. God will show up right on time. Over in 2 Kings, the 7th chapter. I'm going to be going different places here because of what the story have in it. But this story right here is talking about the four lepers. But I might have to go back a little bit to another part of the story of things that happened to bring the fullness of what I want to bring out to you today. 2 Kings, I'm going to read from 4. So 2 Kings. First I want to read 2 Kings 4. I've got a little note here. Let me see over here. I'm going to go to 2 Kings 4. 1-8 and read that verse. You have your Bible, and I'm reading out of the King's James Bible. Thank you, God. I thank you. Just forgive me, I'm getting over this cold here. If I hear a little sniffing, please. Okay. 2 Kings 4, 1-8. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditors is now come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thine house? And she said, thine handmaid hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Then he said, go borrow thee vessels abroad for all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. In other words, get as many as you can, because God already bless you, girl. And when thou come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and thy sons, and pour out into all these vessels. And thou shalt set aside that which is full. My God, I feel the Spirit of God right now. And she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels unto her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet another vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell thy oil and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Now, we're going to go over now to the seventh chapter and read about the four lepers, starting at the first verse. Read with me. Then Elijah said unto her, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Then the Lord, on whose hand the king leaned, answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be? Them from doubting Thomas's. And he said, behold, thou shalt see it. Talking to this man that was doubting, when the word of God came to the man of God and said, this time tomorrow, God was going to bring in a harvest. This man on they call him the Lord L. He will lean on the king. The king will lean on him. He was like a support, or say, I'm a bear for the king. He had so much doubt in his mind and in his mouth and in his spirit that he could not believe that God can come through in a famine. And this man had the nerve to open up his mouth and said, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And Elisha said unto him, because you doubt, because you dare defy the word that the God, my God, has spoke out of my lips to bless the people. He said, behold, thou shalt see the word of God come pass with thine own eyes, but thou shalt not eat it. Otherwise, you're not even be able to even enjoy none of what God is getting ready to do because of your doubt and unbelief coming against what the word of God is saying to the people. And you find people like that today sometimes, and God will give the people a word, and you got people say, well, God can't do that. That's impossible. Look how long they've been in it. But see, what's going to happen is that God's going to do what he got to do, and they're not going to be able to be a part of what God is going to be doing in this earth. So don't you worry about the naysayers. And then there were four lepers at the third verse. Four lepers, men, at the entering of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit here we here and die? If we say we would enter into the city, then the famine is in the city. It was a great famine in Samaria. He said, if we sit out here, we're going to die because they don't push us out anyway. We can't go in because we're unclean. And if we go into the city, we're going to die because we might be at the hands of the Assyrians. He said, if we say we will enter the city, then the famine is in the city and we shall die there. And if we sit here, we'll die also. Now, therefore, come, let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. If they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they came to the uttermost part of the camp of the Syrians, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel had, this is what the Syrians were saying now, because God had thrown in a diversion here. He said, the king of Israel have hired, they said to the Syrians said, the king of Israel have hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight, and left their tents and their horses and their asses and the camp as it was, and fled for their life. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink, and carried thence the silver and gold and raiment. And they went and hid it, and came again and entered into another tent, and carried thence also, and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, we do well this day of good things, and we hold our peace. If we tarry until the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come and let us go and tell the household of the king. So they went to the city, inside the city. They was already in the city now. And so they went in the city to where the king's palace was at. And they got one of the porters to let the king know that the Syrian army had left, and left the camp full of all kind of stuff. And of course the king was kind of leery about it, because he thought it was a trap that the Syrians had set to lure them into the city. You can read the rest of the story on from 12 on down. And he thought it was a trap that was set to bring them, lure them into the city so they can kill them when they got into the city. But over in the 15th verse, he told his servant, they take a couple of donkeys and go and see what the story that the four lepers are saying. See if this story is true. And so they went there, and as they were going into the camp, the servants were going under the instructions of the king, going into the Syrians' camp. They said as they were going all the way unto Jordan, he said all they seen was garments and vessels that was cast away by the wayside, because the Syrians was so afraid of what they were hearing that they started, they were trying to carry, I guess as they were leaving, they left so much stuff in the camp. But as they were leaving, they were trying to take some stuff along with them. But the noise when God get ready, and God get busy, I'm going to leave that alone for right now. But when the noise and the fear of this great host sound they was hearing, they didn't start dropping stuff. They didn't start dropping that they was going, because they were trying to get out of the way. And they just knew that they were going to be killed that day. And so the messenger returned and told the king, and the people went out. After he told the king what happened, they believed the people in the city rushed into the Syrians' camp and start robbing it and doing everything they can do to it. Now, let me go back to the story here, because there's a lot of other stuff I don't want to mess up here. But the point I want to make to the story today, and the story I read over here in the fourth chapter about the woman that Elijah told her to go get the vessels and don't get a few, is because God gave me to let you know that he is getting ready to bless his people. And he's going to do some things that's going to blow our mind. Now, when he was telling this woman over here in chapter 4, he said, don't get a few, get many as you can. Because as long as you keep pouring oil into the vessel, many vessels you have, and as long as you can keep on pouring, the oil going to keep on pouring as many vessels that you have. But she got to the point that they couldn't find any more vessels. And when she stopped pouring, the vessel stayed. But she still had enough. What she did not have before, God made a miracle for her in that house with the vessel. He said, it's poor. One little vessel, and every time she kept on pouring, the thing kept filling up. Just keep on pouring and keep on pouring. And she had enough to take care of herself. And that sounds like something over here in the New Testament, don't it? When Jesus had the fishes and the loaves, and had them two fish on them loaves. And every time they went over, the fishes come on multiplying. See, people underestimate the power of our God, of what he could do in our life. And them fish kept on multiplying. Every time they were feeding over 4,000 some people one time and 5,000 another time. And the fish and the bread just kept on multiplying. So we don't understand the power of the God that we serve. He is a multiplier. And he was telling this woman over here, and he's like, get many as you can. Because the more you got, the more he's going to keep on multiplying. And the more he's going to give you to take care of yourself. And so over here in 2 Kings, we got the four lepers here. They had got to a point. The topic of my subject today is when God creates a diversion, you got nothing to lose. You see, and them lepers had gotten to a point, they had nothing to lose. You understand? What did they say? He said, if over here in the fourth, in we got the second Kings 7, he said, if we enter into the city, the famine is in the city. You see? And if we sit here, we're going to die anyway. See, sometimes you come into the point of your life that you have nothing to lose. And many people are there in their life right now where they feel like they have nothing to lose. Whichever way I go, if I sit here, I'm going to die. If I go out there, I might get cooked and die. I have nothing to lose. And then sometimes it takes you. When God will put you into a situation and put you in, I'm talking on a natural side now, and he'll put you into a thing that put you in a situation sometime where he wants you to now take, he'll take, like strip you from everything, and you don't have anything, because he wants to bring up talents and things in your life, because we be so busy depending on man all the time, for man to do things for us all the time, and God is giving you all these talents and abilities that he wants you to use, and sometimes he'll do things and create that version for you to be able to go forth and do the thing that he wants you to do, to flow in those talents, those gifts that he wants you to flow in. See, today I'm talking about when God create diversion. And I'm here to tell you, in 2024, you're going to see God creating diversion for his people to go forth and be and do what they need to be and do. He's going to start creating diversion for his people. He's going to start allowing people to have stuff they could never even touch before. He's going to start people letting people take notice of who you are where they would not take notice of you before. He's going to cause you to be able to walk in and have assets where you did not have assets before. But you got to come to the point, Lord, I have nothing to lose. And when you get to that point that you say, I have nothing to lose, everything in you depends on God. Everything in you flows into the mind of God. Everything in you, God, I need the mind of Christ. I need you to show me what to do with the thing. I need you to show me how to get up and move into my destiny. Because right now I have nothing to lose. Man don't try to take everything. They don't try to crush my spirit. They don't try to destroy everything. God, I have nothing to lose. I have you in my life. And so now here we have these lepers. You understand? And they sit there because they're on the outside. They were by the camp. They were Samaritans too. They were Israel people too, Jews too. But they had a sickness. They had sickness in their flesh. And when you have leprosy, they put you on the outside of the camp. And you had to holler. When people come by, you got to holler, unclean, unclean, unclean. You understand? But I like about this story more than anything else. This is the kind of God that we serve. Because he knows that when people... human people are just selfish people sometimes. And he know that if he would allow the people inside the city to know about this camp before them lepers would have had anything. That's, come on, somebody say amen. Them lepers would have not had anything. We're talking about a God that loves his people. No matter what state you're in, no matter what people think about you, no matter where you are in your life, he's a God that loves his people. And he will come and take care of you when nobody else. He'll create diversion just for you to get hands on first before anybody else can touch it, to show you that he is your God and he cares about your situation. People may look at you like them lepers. They'll call them unclean. People don't want to be around them, putting their fingers up to their nose and say they smell and all this kind of stuff. But they were out there and they were hungry, living in old clothes, living up in places that people, when people walk by in the city, they were able to get around away from them. But God is a God that will create diversions to bless his people. No matter where you are in life, God's he's getting ready to create some diversions going to blow people's mind. They're going to be saying, well, how did you get this first? I went to school. I'm the one had this. I'm the one knew all about this. See, God, the lepers didn't know a lot. They didn't know a lot because they were outside the camp. You understand me? They were outside of the camp. But God said, I'm going to create a diversion and I'm going to give them everything they need. They don't have to have an education. They don't have to have good clothes on. They don't have to live in a certain status or live in a nice house. I'm going to make them be what I need from them to be. They need to eat. They want to clean clothes. They want to take a bath. They needed stuff. And God said, I'm going to take care of them first. See, God is at a time in his life. your year when God is going to go for those that are suffering. He's going to go for those that people don't cast aside. He's going to go for those that people think they ain't never going to be about nothing. He's going to go for those people that ain't got nothing going on. He's going to start taking those people and making sure they get theirs first. He's going to start doing things in their life. He's going to start showing people that he is their God. And if you're listening to me today and you're struggling in some situation and people don't cast you out, and when you feel self feel like I have nothing else to lose, I don't give everything I got, and I'm just sitting here feel like I'm about to die, I'm here to carry you today. God's ready to create a diversion for you, and he's going to show you who your God is. Those around you are going to know who your God is, and I want you to be encouraged in that thing today. Listen, let me get back to my story. Understand, these lepers, they rose up in twilight. That's 6 o'clock going into the nighttime. And when they went into the Syrians' camp, the word of God says over in 7:5, there was no man there. See, God created a diversion. And he made sure he got them lepers in a state of mind that they have nothing to lose. See, sometimes God got to bring you to a place of your thinking that he can give you what you need. He had to get you to it. They were sitting there. They were so hungry. He said, we ain't got nothing to lose. He got them to a place they had nowhere else to go. And God is putting people to that place right now. Many of us are in that place right now. We have nowhere else to go but to look up and to live and declare that God is our God. I have nothing to lose, oh God. And he got them to that point to make them, to shake them out of their mess, out of their depression, out of them sitting in their own filth. I don't know. He got them in that place to get them up. They get up. And he gave them that mind to get up. And God is now stirring up people's minds. They get up and get back into the race. You get up, Mashiach. You get up. It's not over till I say it's over. You get up. You don't know what I got for you beyond that gate. Here they are. They did not know. They did not know. All they know that the Syrians had came in and they confiscated this place. Us, all they knew, but they got to a point, I have nothing to lose. And they did not know what God had on the other side of that gate. And many times we don't know what God got on the other side of our through. We've been going through so much. We've been going down, lost so much. We done got to the point that we don't even care about so much anymore. But you don't know what God got on the other side of through. If you would just get up and say, I'm going through this gate. I'm going to go through this gate and trust God that He is going to take care of me when I go through this gate. Now listen, the gate is an entrance. It's an opening. And that opening and that entrance is only you know. Only you and God know what it is. But you get enough strength in you and get back up and say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go in there. If I sit here and don't do nothing, I'm going to sit in this room away. So I'm going to die trying. That's what they were saying. We're going to die trying because we're in a place right now that I feel like I'm going to die anyway. And a lot of people out there, they feel like I'm about dead anyway. I ain't got nothing to lose. I'm going to die trying. I want to encourage you to get up and try it again. Whatever that thing that you have tried over and over and over again, and it seemed like opposition kept coming up against you, get up and try it again. Don't just sit there and say it's over. It's nothing over until God says it's over. If you understand a millionaire and billionaire, they lose money over and over time, 10 to 15 times. They get millionaires, they get broke, but they keep getting back up and they keep on till the one, 2 day they get up there and they don't come back down anymore. Listen, the word of God says in the 6th verse, the Lord made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. God is getting ready to make diversions. It's going to cause the enemy to drop everything in his hand. Leave stuff behind because of some kind of fear. Something's going to happen to cause fear, to cause them just to go into mental derangement. That those things that they thought were important is not important anymore. They're going to be running for their life for safety. You understand? Because God is getting ready to stir up some nests. He's getting ready to do some stuff to stir and move foundation from under people and cause them to drop. Remember I was telling you earlier when the servants of the king went back to see what this story true about the four lepers, what they was telling him, when they were on the way back to the Syrians camp, they seen where the Syrians were trying to take stuff with them, but they had to cast it down. They had to throw it down because that noise and that great host noise that they were hearing that was getting close, like every time they tried to pick up something, they had to throw it back down because that noise was all orders. So when God starts creating their versions in your life, the enemy cannot do anything. It's not about how rich they are or how much status they have. It does not mean anything when God starts creating diversion in the lives of people on behalf of his people. 2024 is going to be a year that you're going to start seeing God make diversions that you have never seen before. People are going to be shaking their head, telling them, what just happened here? And they're going to end up giving everything over to a person of God. Giving stuff away because of the diversion that God is going to cause in his people. We've been hearing over and over and over again the wealth transfer to the church and the wealth transfer to the houses of God. Well, if you are in position, if your mind has gotten to the point, I have nothing to lose, and you know God has given you a mission to do, and you've been fighting financially, you've been fighting with the help and the thing, I'm here to tell you today, listen, God is getting ready to make some diversion for you. People have been walking up and giving buildings to people, giving keys to houses. People are going to start just doing stuff and say, well, I don't even know why I'm doing this. Because God has gotten them to a point that this stuff means nothing to them anymore. Because he's going to create diversions. Because he know what his people need. He knew what them four lepers needed that day. And that was the day that changed their life forever. And he said, the word of God says in the 8th verse, he said, when the lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, everybody got inside into where their tents were, the Syrians' tents were. And they went in one tent and they did eat and drink and carried away silver and gold. And then they went to another camp, eat and drink and carry away silver and gold. God let them choose everything that they needed that day. They dared to get up. They said, forget about I'm stinking. Forget about how I'm looking. I don't even care what they say about me. I'm hungry and I have nothing to lose. And I want to say sometimes we get so hungry. Right now, I am so hungry for God to use me in a way he never used me before. I am so hungry that God is going to lift me up and place me where he wants me in ministry. I am hungry to teach the people of God. I am hungry for this. And you get to the point where I have nothing to lose. And I'm at that point, even in my life, God, I ain't got nothing to lose. See, when you don't have nothing to lose, when God raised you up, guess what? Man can't take you down because they didn't put you up. They wasn't there to help you when you needed help. They wouldn't even call and say, how are you doing? Can I do anything for you? But yet it seems like when God started raising you up or giving you blessings or putting you in a financial status, everybody wants to be your friend. But let me tell you a little more about this story here. Remember, when after they got into the camp, the word of God said over here that in 15, I'm going to read 15 down to maybe 17. And they went after them unto Jordan. This is when the messengers that the king sent. And they went after them all the way to Jordan. They were following the trail to the Syrians camp. And all the way was full of garments and vessels, which the Syrians had cast away in their haste. And the messengers returned and told the king, and the people went out, the people that were inside the gate where the king was. And they spoiled the tents of the Syrians. So a measure of fine flour was sold for a shekel. That's like a measure of fine flour nowadays is, I think it's like 7 quarts. And it was sold for $11 in our daytime. And 2 measures of barley for a shekel according to the word of the Lord. Now, remember over here, when we first opened up in the first verse, and in the second verse, I'm sorry, and Elisha prophesied how God was going to stop the famine and bless the people. And there was this one that the king, he was leaning on. The king was leaning on this Lord, or you can call him an armor bearer. And then the Lord on whose hand the king leaned answered, the man of God, and said, behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be. Now, he was an Israelite too. He was leaning. He was the helper to the king of Israel. He said, and so now here what happened. This one's the point I want to get to as I close. After God bless you, this is sure as God bless you. The same one that tried to doubt and say things negative about what God's going to do in your life, they'd be the same one be trying to help you. Now, I want to help you now. You see, hear what it says over here. And the king appointed the same one. The king appointed the same one that went against the word of God that God spoke through Elisha, that he was going to stop this famine in the land for the people to be able to eat. And the king appointed the Lord. This is the 17th verse. And the king appointed the Lord on whose he leaned, the one that was he was leaning on him. He gave him charge of the gate. Bad thing to do. He gave the same one that said, if God could open up the windows of heaven, might this thing be? The king gave the same one charge over the gate. Otherwise, he's going to charge how he's going to let the people out, come out and in. Not good, right? And in the gate, and he said, and then when he tried to stop the people trotted over him and killed him right there at the gate. As the man of God spoke. Who spoke when the king came down to him. You understand? See, people try to get into the way of God. But no, God, you ain't got nothing to do with this. You have nothing to do with this. He's not going to allow them. Now, you won't allow them, you can't, but God's not going to allow them to get into the mess. You did not believe when I said I was going to do it. You kept on doubting that my hand was too short. You kept on saying that I couldn't open up the windows of heaven and bless my people. You were saying that things done got so hard that God done forgotten all about them. You saying that where is your God at now? Now you think I'm going to let you hold the door and let people in and out into these blessings that I'm ready to pour? Not so. So listen, you might feel like a castaway like these lepers. You might feel unwanted like these lepers. You might feel lonely like these lepers. No one seemed to want to be bothered with you because of your situation in life. People appear to shun you because they are too busy fending for themselves because of some kind of famine in their life. It upped the odds of any help or attention at all when people are in a famine situation themselves. So these lepers made an intelligent decision. In this conclusion, they said, if we enter into the city, there's the famine. We will die. And if we sit here in our poverty and depression and abandonment, feeling sorry for ourselves, we're going to die. So let's get up and fall into the hands of the Syrians. And if they let us live, we will live. And if they kill us, we will die. But we have nothing to lose. There are times that in the midst of disappointment and what the secular world may look like as you as a failure, we can lose heart and lose ambition to want to fight against the constant opposition from the enemy. But when we come to the ends of ourselves and realize there's only one way out, and his name is Jesus. And that is when we stand up and try. Stand up, I say to you today, and revamp yourself. Stand up and do it again and again and again. Stand up and start believing in your God again. It is you that you got to understand why you're sitting here today. Then you can stand here today. Then you can thrive today. It's because of the God that you serve, the God that saved you and filled you with the Holy Spirit. It's you that got to understand this, not what people are saying about you. You got to get to that place like I'm leopard. No, any killer people are saying, why should we sit here and die? You see, we have to come to this conclusion. Everything has an expiration date. And when God says it's enough, it is enough. And I'm here to tell you, 2024 is going to be the year. We're walking into a time now that God is saying, enough. They have suffered enough. They have went without things enough. Enough of things being taken from them. Enough. Understand. Excuse me. Not understand this. That you can't sit there and just die because God is saying, no. Enough. And what you have to understand, sometimes when we make decisions to get back up again, we never know what God has planned. We can't get to the mind of God like that. Sometimes we just say, I might do it again, but whatever. You lose heart. I'm going to try, but Lord, you know what happened before. You start losing the heart in things. But I'm here to tell you, do it again. You'll know what God's going to do for you. You'll know how he's going to work it out. He's going to send new things for you to work this thing out. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. He's going to send new ways, give you new ideas how to work these things out. He's going to give you supernatural strength to push, to get up, and try it again. And in the meanwhile, we as the servants of the Most High God do not know how our hour is going to move. And we don't know how he's going to remove the enemy. And we don't know how he's going to release the things in the camp into our hands. He has now released ministries into the hands of the people. He has now released finances into the hands of the people. And he's causing the enemy to run in fear. Now, we don't even know. See, sometimes we look at a person, they feel like they're going, they're all right, and they can't be taken down. They got all this confidence, they all strong. But we don't know what's going on behind back door. All God got to do is speak one word, and that person will just crumble down like nothing. All God got to do is put his finger, just twist a little finger, and things can go a topsy-turvy in a person's life. They get to the point, I don't even want it anymore. And it's left there for someone else to come and take it. That's why you got to be in a position to say, I'm not going to sit here and die. What God has for me is for me. I'm part of this transfer that God is going to bring back into the earth. I'm part of this open window. I'm not going to be like that man that said that if God opened a window, can this thing be in heaven? Can this thing be? Yes, it can be, and it is right now. The open windows are going to come up over God's people in the time of all this turmoil and all these things that we're going through. Open heavens are going to open up over God's people, and people are going to wonder, how are you doing? What is going on? What do you know that I don't know? And your testimony need to be just there, but God, in the name of Jesus, see, my God, God's going to cause the enemy to run in fear and leave everything behind. I take that word for myself. And make them hear things that only they can hear that will cause them to run and drop everything. And as we rise, let us rise with a new attitude. I have nothing to lose, but I got God on my side. God will cause the booty to fall in your hands. I know what booty is, right? All that stuff they leave behind. He's going to cause it to fall in your hands according to what you need. Now, you can't look over and say, why you got that? Listen, he's going to let it fall according to what you need. Some need more, some need less. But he's going to let it fall according to what you need. And he's going to let us take all we want. You see? And it's like when Elijah told the lady, he said, get as many vessels as you can. And as she kept on pouring, that little vessel, that little thing of oil kept on pouring. Every time she opened, got another vessel to pour, it filled up. And the thing filled up again, and it kept on pouring. He's going to give you exactly what you need, what you can carry, what you can hold. You see, he's going to bring us to a status of more than enough. That's going to blow our minds. And if we rise and go into the encampment, if we rise and do that thing that God is pushing us to do, if we rise and let God be God and every man a liar, you see, things will never be the same. Let me encourage you with this as I close. The Bible said, and I'm going to say it again, you got to understand this. As the prophet gave the word of God to the king, that's Lord. He said, but if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? The man of God said to him, yeah, and you're never going to see it. So don't let naysayers ruin your life. Don't let naysayers tell you that God can't do in your life what you want him to do. Don't let naysayers make you feel doubtful about who you are in God. Don't let them because they don't want to believe in you. This man here, he didn't want to believe. It was in so much. See famine and can bring so much depression and discouragement to people. And this man was not, he was part of Israel. But yet he had seen the famine. But he did not have the faith to believe that the God that was over Israel can bring them out of this famine. He didn't have enough faith to believe that the word of the Lord from the prophet was a true word. And many of us have been in stuff so long that people will come with the word from God. And they'll come and try to encourage you. God can't do that. You see, you don't want to believe. Be like this man was. He said, yeah, God's going to do it. But you're not going to see it because of your unbelief. Don't let people get you to that point that God can God do anything? He can do anything but fail. Is anything too hard for him? Nothing is too hard for him. What's impossible with man is always possible with God. I don't care what is going on in your life. It's possible with God. And you got to know God. It looks really crazy now. But I know that you can take care of the crazies and crazy like nobody else can. And you can cause this thing to come to a knot like nobody else can. You can make my enemy become my footstool like nobody else can. You can open the windows of heaven to pour on me, God, or blow the people of mine all around me. Even blow my mind like nobody else can. You see? Let those gainsayers that would try and oppose the word of God in your life be not in your life. Because they dare defy God's word and will in your life. He will let them see you being blessed. But they will not be able to be a part of it. Just like this man of God was. He would let them see. And they'll be trying to come over now and be your friend. They'll be trying to come over and how do you do this here? And can I? No, you cannot be a part of this. You cannot believe that the God I serve could do anything. You made things harder for me. You didn't even help me when I was in the famine. You left me all by the road bleeding. You know what I mean? Now you want to come and be a part. God's saying no. I'm here to tell you God is saying no. They could not believe it. They would not be a part of what God is going to do in your life. Doors are going to open that will blow your mind. Unusual favor is now being extended. That man could not do. Favor is going to be extended that man could not do or even comprehend in your life. The king, even after it was confirmed that the leper account was true, the king appointed that naysayer, but God said, not so. That doubter of the power of God, but God said, not so. to be over the blessing of the people. Come on now, not so. You understand? He defied the word of the prophet from God. And now they want to be your friend. God is saying, not so. You see, he was trampled at the door. It's dangerous to underestimate the power in the word of God. You might have had many prophecies over your life. I mean, 20, 30 years. I mean, I can look back to some stuff 20, 30 years that God has spoke. And some things I'm just now seeing starting to happen in my life. Isn't that something? Because we put a time limit. God say something, it should be happening next month. God will tell you something at birth, and you may not walk it out until you're 80. Come on. You got to talk to Abraham about that one. You got to talk to Sarah about that. You understand? It's dangerous to underestimate the power of God and to intercede with his timing and blessings upon his people. You got to be encouraged to know that God is ready to create some inversions in people, for people's lives. And when he starts creating these inversions, you be still and know God is God. And when he starts pointing your life, those things that you've been waiting for a long time, don't go running off telling everybody what God has done for you. You get all you can and then lay before God, say, God, now, what do you want me to do with what you gave me? How can I be a blessing to the people now that you have released to me those things that I was waiting on? Father, I am your will. I'm in your will. I am your servant. I want you to make me a blessing so I can be a blessing. Just what God wants to hear out of our life. I'm here to tell you, God's going to do some great things, and you must be encouraged. God's going to create, don't you forget anything else. 2024, word is diversions. God is getting ready to create diversions for his people. He's ready to take from those that have got on his nerve, if I can use that word, because some people have got on God's nerve. He's going to create diversions and take from people that have been doubters and naysayers, have came against you, trying to make you feel like God wasn't with you. He's ready to take from people. He's going to close doors in their life and open doors in your life. He's going to be taking people off of pulpits. He's going to be taking people out of their churches and giving those places to people that have been waiting on him. I'm here to tell you, you're going to start hearing people that was in the background, had no name, that people know nothing about them. They're going to start coming to the front because God is getting tired of all this mess that's going on in the kingdom. People have got all proud and from God created create inversion in their life, and he created shatter things in their life, and he's going to give to somebody that's worthy, that no, they have nothing to lose because they trust the Lord God, their Savior. So I want you to just be encouraged today to know that no matter where you are, you're never too old for God to use you. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how long you've been saved. I don't care how long you've been in ministry. I don't even care what your ministry is. You're not too old for God to use you. Sometimes we look at ministry as looking at people, the great people on TV, all the things that they're doing and everything. That's not. Ministry is doing what God called you to do. If he called you to be a person to get on the phone and just minister to people on the phone, that is one of the greatest ministries you're doing what God called you to do. And guess what? It'll equal in part when God called people to go all over the world because you're doing what God told you to do. And the enemy trying to make us discouraged because we're not doing nothing that seems to be great. Anytime you get a person to thank God, to come back to God, to be encouraged in God, that's one of the greatest things. Not getting people to jump all over the pews and roll on the floor and jump on top. I had a good service. And when they come out, they came and tell you what a man or woman of God said. That is not ministry. Ministry is seeing a person come back to life. Ministry is seeing a person come alive in God. Ministry is doing the thing that God called you to do. Don't get it twisted. He called some. He gave some 10, some 20, some 30, whatever. But whatever he called, don't be like that one that put it in the ground because he didn't want to make mistakes. And many people like that. They put their gifts in their talent. They look at everybody else's gifts in their talent. And they put theirs in the ground because they don't want to make a mistake. Or they don't want to be laughed at. Or they don't want to feel like they belittle or small. Guess what? You are more belittled or small when you don't do God's will. Understand? Somebody have need of you. They have need of what God has given you. And God wants to open these windows of heaven. You understand? Don't lepers out there, how they was feeling. They feel like they was nothing. Nobody. You know what I mean? Nobody want to talk to them. Out there, they throw food. I don't even give them, but they throw the food at them. They don't even want to be around them. You know, people throw things at you, tolerate you. You see, but I will not be tolerated. You understand? Because I have a God that has made me. Don't make people feel like you being tolerated. You are a priest or preacher of the Most High God. Don't feel like you're just being tolerated. You don't have to feel that way. Not when you have God in your life. If you want to let people make you feel that way, that's up to you. But you don't have, no, you can go about your business, okay? I'll be okay. Understand? You're not doing me no favor tolerating me. Think that you're blessing me. That's not blessing nobody. Tolerating them. Blessing them is making them feel like they are somebody coming alive in God. Please be encouraged out there. God's great commission of diversions, and you want to be a part of that diversion. You want to be a part when God's like them lepers. He let them receive first before he let the city. And he knew just that's what happened. Remember, when that gate opened up, what happened? They came in and they trampled over that one first that said, if God can do this. And then they trampled and they plundered the camps. Where would that have left the lepers if they had done that first? They would have still been out there hungry, needy, needing a bath, wanting to have things. God gave these people food. Them four lepers, he gave them food, water, drinks. They had a change of clothes. They had gold and silver. You see, you don't underestimate the power of God. He gave them everything they needed. They needed to change their clothes. They needed to eat. They needed to drink. And he even gave them money. So when he got over the leprosy, all they wanted to do, they could go and get themselves together and have a life. Just like he did for this woman over there in the fourth chapter. He said, you go and get them vessels, you pour. And now you take what you got, you go pay your debt, your friend, and now you go ahead and live. This is what God, my God, I think, this is what God is going to do in 2024. He's going to have his people in that position. Now you take care of your business, but now you go ahead and live and don't have to be struggling and making it on your own, worrying about what somebody's going to help you or not. You can go ahead.
Well, I pray you have been really encouraged to know it is God on your side. This is AMJ Ministry, Dr. Mamie Jones, out of Phoenix, Arizona. You can contact us at www.amjministries, that's AMJMINISTRIES3G.com, to order any of our resources and to visit our website. Or you can email me at Apostle Mamie, that's APostleMamie3G@gmail.com, for any requests. Also, if you'd like to send us a donation, we'll so appreciate it. To God be the glory. $, Cash App, $, APOS, capital MJ. Or our Zelle is Apostle Mamie, APOSTLE, MAMIE at AOL.com. Also, we'd love to ask you to join us on our Daily Gospel Network for our videos. Friday, 6:30 p.m. Mountain Time. That's DGN Network TV. Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Mountain Time, the DGN International TV. Looking forward to hearing from you, and we pray, God, that you will come back and visit us again. And once again, thank you for joining us.